Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the A segment, 1005A. I guess that's over 18 years of being on the air every week of You, the Owner's Manual. The latest news of the week is what the A segment is and what it means to you medically. Our Roizen rule for a younger you this week, it is a longevity is the next disruptor as well. It is that smog harms women's brains, but one food may help buffer the damage. We'll get to that in a few seconds on the Roizen's rule for a younger you segment. Story two, how exercise may boost your brain. That's a longevity is certainly the next disruptor. And guys, going vegetarian won't lower your testosterone levels. What will increase it? You're going to have to stay tuned to listen for that. Citing educational risks, the scientific panel urges that schools reopen. And by the way, I have one, what I call, horrible story that I've been mulling over for the last couple weeks to whether to say it or not, because it relates to why there was the resurge in some of the states like Georgia. Little craziness in the reporting environment. Three reasons why beans can boost your brain power, and a record number of overdoses recorded in 2019. So this doesn't relate to the virus effect. This is the effect, and we haven't got control of the opioid crisis or the deaths of despair beforehand. It's gotten even worse since the crisis began. And ways to get the most from your sleep. That's our wellness foreplay story of the week. Five ways to get the most. This is a story about Andrew Iguodala, the Warriors basketball player, and what he did. I've got to tell you, it's actually a cute story about him, but a little weird. And fewer recurrent strokes now in Mexican Americans. That's a longevity, the next disruptor story as well. And as usual, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. As again, the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast, this 1005A edition, also the B edition, and they have been for about 200 of the shows, the last shows, is Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, you can take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. You can also talk to a nutritionist there. mypersona.com. It's a free online assessment. And if you do decide to order something because you're missing something, you may not be, but if you are, you can go to mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, that's my name, and get a discount on your first two orders. mypersona.com. The story of the week. Let's go to the Roizen's Rules for a Younger You segment first, is that smog harms women's brains, but one food, it's fish, and the omega-3 or omega-3 supplements may help buffer the damage. That's also the odd omega story of the week, obviously. And what this was is the evidence is pretty clear that smog, maybe we're wearing masks all the time to decrease particulates, but smog, such as you might get in an L.A. tunnel or Riverside, California tunnel, causes a decrease in brain function and a decrease in brain size in that key area of the brain that is required for memory, your hippocampus. But if you have two portions of fish a week, 2 4-ounce portions. And the best is to have, obviously, wild salmon. You can get the frozen salmon at Trident. I have no interest in Trident or in Costco where I get them. Wish I did, I guess. But in any case, those are where wild salmon comes from, and they are the healthiest, if you will, at that place. So wild salmon. And if you get them there, 2 portions protects totally against smog. Don't know why, whether it's a different effect or whether it's a direct effect. But you also get, when you get salmon, omega-7. So you get 2 omegas with a odd number, omega-3 and omega-7. That's where the double bonds are. And you can get them as supplements as well. So that's why it's the Roizen rule for a younger you. Rule number 5 is enjoy odd omegas, omega-3, 5, 7, and 9. Omega-9, that's olive oil. So cook your salmon in a little olive oil, extra virgin, please. And omega-5, tough to get, that's in pomegranate oil. How exercise may boost the brain is our longevity, the next disruptor story. If you're going to live long, you want to have a good brain. So not only protect yourself from smog, not only protect yourself from smog, but do exercise. And it is anything that stresses your muscle, lifting weights, walking, running, using an elliptical, whatever you do, yoga even. And that releases ricin. The UCSF scientists who are the gist of this story said it also releases a specific chemical, too long to pronounce, from your liver that gets across your blood-brain barrier and causes the beneficial effect of increasing the size of your brain by releasing brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor. So our longevity, the next disruptor story, is boost your brain, and maybe this chemical, which the UCSF's University of California, San Francisco scientists have patented with too long a name for us to remember, is going to be exercise in a pill. Obviously, exercise does other things in that it uses your muscles and has beneficial cardiovascular and other and respiratory effects, as well as kidney effects, as well as brain effects. So that's our longevity is the next disruptor story in this week. Story 3, guys, going vegetarian won't lower your testosterone. They looked at men's testosterone when they were vegetarian, vegan, and meat eaters. Meat eating didn't help it at all. So great benefit from going vegetarian in that you'll live longer, maybe have more engagements longer. By the way, it turns out that losing weight, which going vegan or ketotic diet, as we often talk about in what to eat when, in the time-restricted eating or the 5-day restriction of calories, is a strong benefit in that you reduce the binding globulin and you actually have more free testosterone. The scientific panel has urged for a number of weeks that schools reopen. We believe that the hazard to kids is small, and as long as they don't associate with multi-generational families or older people, and as long as the older people protect themselves, masks, etc., that's a good thing. Resuming school is a strong benefit. That's the Well Beyond Wellness story. Why beans boost your brain power? They have vitamins, they have fiber, and they have healthy protein. So enjoy beans any way you want. Debate over Goya beans. Goya makes good beans no matter what the CEO of the company does or doesn't do for politics. longevity, the next disruptor. This is a sad story in that 71,000 people overdosed on either alcohol or opiates last year and died. That's a huge number. It's more than twice the number that die in auto accidents, et cetera. We've got to decrease that to increase population. So if you know of someone who's got a problem, get them help. If you have a problem, go and get help. Opiates are not the answer to this. And it also shows we haven't got control of opiates in society yet. Get the most from your sleep? Well, Andre Iguodala not only prepares for it, turns off his, the electronics in advance, does hygiene for it, but he puts on some cute pajamas to get him in the mood, as well as turns down the lights. Those are the five ways to get sleep, and that's our wellness foreplay story of the week. Another story that fits in longevity is the next disruptor and helping you live longer. Get control of your blood pressure and talk to your doc about taking two baby aspirins with a half a glass of warm water before and after each, one for the morning, one for the evening, if you've had a stroke or at a risk for one. Blood pressure control is important. Mexican Americans, a decade ago, 9.8% had recurrent strokes. It's now down to 3.3%. Caucasians, it was 5.4%, now down to around 3.4%. The same, still too high, but it's because of people getting their blood pressure under control. Big improvement in the last year, and taking baby aspirin if appropriate and judged by their physician. Those are our You, the Owner's Manual medical stories of the week, what they mean to you. If you live with smog, or even if you don't, and you're going to wear a mask, or even if you aren't, for the smog, we obviously are for other purposes, but if you aren't for the, even if you aren't for the smog, get fish in any case, or you can take an omega-3 and omega-7 odd omega supplements, because that's the Roizen rule number 5. Roizen rule for a younger you number 5 is eat fish and enjoy omega-3s, odd omegas. Story 2 was that exercise, any kind, boosts your brain. Vegetarian won't lower your testosterone level. Beans are good. We've got to get control of the overdose deaths. We haven't yet. And maybe you should try cute pajamas like Andre Iguodala does to get control of your sleep. By the way, one of the ways that Georgia opened in the coronavirus is they changed the way they accounted for deaths, that is, and disease. So if you had a test early on in June and it was positive, it was counted as the day that it was reported back. But later on in June, if you had a positive test, it was from the day you had the test, not the day it was reported. Often 7 to 9 days earlier, the way testing was done. And then they started attributing it to the first day you had symptoms. So that meant that there weren't many cases. There was always a declining prevalence until they got the numbers back. What did that? Let me give you the example that they have in this story. So, this is almost a way they looked at it. So the newspaper counted 3,441 new cases Thursday, but the preliminary number from Georgia showing that it was declining was 20. That's because the tests weren't reported back yet. So they always look like in the 2 weeks that they had a declining number, even though they really didn't. The governor apparently or someone in epidemiology was playing with the numbers. That meant many more people were at risk. The governor did some smart things like banning bars, et cetera, for a while. So there were pluses and minuses, but you shouldn't play with the numbers. That's bad for our population health. And the last story I wanted to remind you about was fewer recurrent strokes now in Mexican Americans. It's in everybody because they're getting control of blood pressure and they're talking to their physician about taking a baby aspirin morning and in the evening with a half a glass of warm water before and after if it's appropriate. So those are the ways you decrease your stroke risk. This has been You, the Owner's Manual, number 1005A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And as usual, this is Dr. Mike Roizen. We are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized to you and your needs in a nice little pack, morning and evening, or whenever it's appropriate for you. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. And by the way, if you put mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a discount on your first two orders. Thanks again for listening. And thanks, Joe, for great engineering. We'll be back next week. Thank you for downloading us.